The sound of Slade and 'Cause I Love You. And joining us on the programme this morning is Dave Hill from Slade. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, mate.
How are you?
Slightly misty morning around this wonderful place I was born in. It's a good day.
That's the thing. I mean, you either know or you don't that Dave Hill was born in Devon. I mean, we think of you as a Wolverhampton boy, but tell us the story. How did you come to be born in Devon?
Yes, well, I'm just in the actual place I was born in, which is Fleet Castle, and it's the other side of Kingsbridge. And I know it sounds peculiar because obviously I was brought up in a council house in Wolverhampton with my parents. Mm. But just after the war in 1946, my dad had got a job offered to him down in Devon near Kingsbridge, and apparently, I think due to the bombing, etc., in the war, the hospitals were in need of repair, and the Lord here allowed part of his house, Fleet Castle, to be a maternity ward. I've actually got a card from him signed on the back, and it's absolutely a magnificent place. I mean, it really is. It's like a rock star's mansion.
Well, I was going to say, is it as good as the place you now live in?
Oh, the place I live in is fine, but I'm happy with my lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, we don't need to live in a big house. I mean, you know, there's a lot of love in the small house, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
To come here is quite an experience. I mean, there's some history here. I mean, it really dates back, and it's beautiful panel room and everything. And you sort of imagine your mum spending a night or two in the castle.
Incredible,
you know, isn't it? Yeah. You know, Knights of the Round Table here.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, and must be, you know, lovely to rediscover your roots, as it were. And how old were you when you moved up to the Midlands?
I think I probably was one. I think they lived in just down the road from here for a year, probably, till I got settled. And then they moved up to the Midlands into Wolverhampton and went into accommodation, I think, till the council houses were being built at that time. It was the new government thing, you know, the council house. Hmm. And obviously they were fantastic houses. They were so well built, the council houses. And I've got fond memories of that. But it's quite funny sort of coming back to something as huge as this. But it just reminds me how beautiful and the great history we have in England when you actually look at the architecture and skilled people that actually worked on these places, and it's good to see it in good in a good state. You know, and it's now apartments now in the place, and it's. I met a few years ago, Lady Milton, who actually resides here. She's a very nice person. I enjoyed it.
Fantastic, and of course, you still Slade is ongoing. You're still a member of the band, and you're.
Oh yeah, we're still touring the world, and. Yeah. We're doing a show in Torquay in August the 14th at the Riviera Leisure.
Very nice. Yeah, well, I'm sure...
Or something like
that. I imagine that'll be well supported. And of course, your old mucker Don is still in the band, isn't he?
He certainly is. He's been with me... Well, Don and I formed Slade, you see, because we were in a group together called the Inbetweens, which later became Slade. And then we got Noddy in and Jim. Jim came straight out of school with rosy cheeks, and we soon fixed that. and Nod, we knew he was in another band, and we just rehearsed in a pub and thought there's something special about us, and we stayed together, well, like a good marriage, really. We were together a long time. But Don, he's my soul buddy, really. He's been with me. Fabulous drummer. And we're just doing a new album this year. We're just... playing so many places, and I find myself playing to, you know, I could be playing from 500 to 20,000 people in certain venues in Europe and Russia. We're as big as the Beatles in Russia, so they tell me, and the audience were only, most of them were only 20 years of age, and I was thinking, well, how come they know this stuff, you know, and it's like, well, you know, that was real music, wasn't it, and sort of like this kind of stuff, and I'm thinking, it's about time we made something new, you know, something in the spirit of Slade, but while I'm still enthusiastic and while I still feel capable, and I love entertaining and all that, but and I love all the playing all the old stuff to people, because I don't think the music dates. I think it becomes, like classical music, it becomes part of our heritage, you know. I think rock and roll and since Bill Ailey and the Comets and Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly and all those people brought it to us from America, and I think we all learnt it and took it back.
Yeah. But, I mean, one of the things about Slade, it always seemed to me, was that a lot of what they call the glam era was a bit fluffy, but your music was real good, solid rock, wasn't it? That's where it came from.
Yeah, the thing is, you've got to have good songs. You know, you can look as much as you like. I mean, there's always great salesmanship in obviously selling what you do, because obviously, naturally speaking, I'd got top hats and I got a strange haircut and I wore glitter and high boots. And that was what we were, the front of it was all about. You know, everybody had got their images. But on radio, you can't see the people. You have to listen to the record. And we were a serious group when it came to music. I mean, if you listen to our very early stuff, live at the BBC, when we used to do tapes for Noel Edmonds and all them lot at Radio 1, we were doing Traffic. We were doing 1901 Satin, one of the Moody Blues. We were doing Frank Zappa. If you listen to the structure of our stuff, I mean, Jim Lee in particular is a very fine musician, and you know his abilities to listen to records and how we put the things together. We were very serious, and Nod's a great lyricist, you know. And Chas Chandler, our manager, got us to write our own songs because we learnt from the best, really, and we put what we learned into our songs. And that's what happens with, same with the Beatles, Lennon, McCartney and Harrison and Ringo. They all learned from the best, and then they made their own music. And that's what we did. And then you, on top of that, like the Beatles had the mop tops, we had the visual appeal, the high boots, the look. Because entertainment is also a big part of my life. I loved old musicals and Fred Astaire and all that, you know. And I always remember their clothes or what they wore. And I think when you're on stage, people pay good money to come see you. They don't want to see a bunch of scruffs. They want entertaining, they want good music. And to me, the live scene has never been better than it is today.
Mm.
I think we're discovering new people. And it's not because we're, you know, that we're matured like good wine. We are bringing music to people in the world, and we should be bringing it to Torquay soon. And Torquay's got great memories for me anyway, because we used to play at the school of 400 ballroom in Torquay and Caravanzoid and Beverly Caravanzoid. So we used to work there a week at a time, and it's great. And all that is all part of what made us what we are, you know. And I think the thing with entertainment, if it's in you, it's in you for life. And I feel, with me, I bought a ticket for a lifetime, and that was show business.
Well, you've had a fantastic career. And it's just brilliant that you're still going on with it and that Slade can still be seen live. And as you say...
We can. And I can assure you that we're full on entertainment. And I mean, we don't stand there looking at the floor. We get involved with the audience, you know. And it's all about that kind of chemistry, isn't it? You know,
it'll be a great concert, I know that, and it's lovely that you've revisited your place of birth this morning, and good of you to share your time with us too, Dave, and great to hear those memories.
I like to talk, and obviously just say hello to your listeners, which is nice, and hope you still enjoy the music, and if you want to hear more, come on down.
Indeed. Well, we're going to hear some more of your music, and it had to be Take Me Back Home, really, didn't it, after hearing about your, you know...
Yes, my publicist said that, and we walked through the door, she said, take me back home.
Dave, it's a real pleasure. Take care. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye.